次机会啊，可以同聚在他的跟前。
We thank the Lord. We have another opportunity to gather in His presence.
弟兄姊妹也许都知道，这一次我要交通另一位保惠师。
And brothers and sisters may also know that I am going to be sharing on another comforter.
关于这次的题目啊，我觉得主给我一点很特别的感觉。
And regarding this topic, I believe that the Lord has given me a very particular sense.
在我寻求啊，这次夏令会的题目的时候。
And as I was seeking about the theme for this summer conference.
其实我前面有两三个题目。
Actually, before this topic, I had 2 to 3 others.
但是很奇妙，就是主好像把我严严地限制在这个题目的里面。
But amazingly, it seemed as if the Lord was restricting me upon this one topic.
好几次我想放弃这个，转到别的题目。
And many times I wanted to let go of this topic and switch to something else.
但是最后的感觉还是回到这个题目。
But lastly, my sense still came back to the same topic.
好像今年啊，主要特别把我的整个注意力比较摆在这一方面。
And this year particularly, the Lord has been placing my attention on this.
所以我只好顺服主的带领。
So I must submit to His leading.
和弟兄姊妹们一同来交通的另一位保惠师。
And so I want to share with brothers and sisters on this topic of another comforter.
其实这个对我们所有弟兄姊妹来讲也是非常重要。
Actually, this is something very important to all of us.
因为这个关乎到我们的属灵生活，关乎到我们的侍奉，关乎整个教会的建造。
Because this has to do with our spiritual life, with our service, as well as the building up of the church.
所以我们求主施恩典。
So may the Lord show us grace.
借着圣灵呢，亲自的把他自己更多启示给我们。
That through the Holy Spirit, He Himself would reveal more of Himself to us.
我们开头请弟兄姊妹和我一同来读一些主的话。
So as we begin, let's read some of His words.
请弟兄姊妹打开约翰福音第十四章。
Let's first turn to the Gospel according to John chapter 14.
约翰福音第十四章。
John 14.
我们先从第十六节读到二十节。
Let's read verse 16 through 20.
我先读中文啊，我们姊妹再读英文。
We'll read it first in Chinese and then in English.
如果你愿意跟我一起读也欢迎。
And if you're willing to read it together with me, feel free.
约翰福音第十四章第十六节，我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在。就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他也不认识他，你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。我不撇下你们为孤儿，我必到你们这里来。还有不多的时候，世人不再看见我，你们却看见我，因为我活着，你们也要活着。到那日，你们就知道我在父里面，你们在我里面，我也在你们里面。
John 14, starting from verse 16. I will ask the Father, and He will give you another Helper, that He may be with you forever. That is the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it does not see Him or know Him. But you know Him, because He abides with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans, I will come to you. After a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you will live also. In that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you.
第二十六节。
And then verse 26.
但保惠师就是父因着我的名所要差来的圣灵，他要将一切的事指教你们。并且要叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。
But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said to you.
第二十九节。
And then verse 29.
现在事情还没有成就，我预先告诉你们，叫你们到事情成就的时候就可以信。
Now I have told you before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe.
第十五章
Chapter 15
26节
Verse 26
但我要从父那里差保惠师来，就是从父出来真理的圣灵，他来了就要为我做见证。
When the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, that is the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify about me.
第十六章
Chapter 16
第七节
Verse 7
然而我将真情告诉你们，我去是与你们有益的。我若不去，保惠师就不到你们这里来。我若去，就差他来。
But I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you.
第十三节
Verse 13.
只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白一切的真理。因为他不是凭自己说的，乃是把他所听见的都说出来，并要把将来的事告诉你们。
Verse 13, But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own initiative, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will disclose to you what is to come.
我们再请看约翰一书。
And let's turn to 1 John.
约翰一书第二章。
1 John chapter 2,
第一节
verse 1.
我小子们呐、啊、我将这些话写给你们，是要叫你们不犯罪。若有人犯罪，在父那里我们有一位中保，就是那义者耶稣基督。
My little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous.
这里的中文的中保原文就是保惠师。
And here, this word advocate, the original is comforter.
我们最后看二章二十七节。
And lastly, let's look at chapter 2, verse 27.
你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里，并不用人教训你们，自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们，这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要按这恩膏的教训住在主里面。
As for you, the anointing which you received from him abides in you, and you have no need for anyone to teach you. But as his anointing teaches you about all things, and is true and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you abide in him.
我们都知道约翰福音第十四章到十六章。
We all know that the Gospel according to John, chapter 14 through 16,
这是主耶稣钉十字架之前，也是他离世之前一段非常重要的讲论。
This is a very important passage which the Lord spoke before he was to be crucified.
在这一段话里面
And in this passage,
我们的主介绍了另外一位保惠师。
In this passage, our Lord now introduces another helper or comforter.
主告诉我们说当那位保惠师来的时候
And the Lord says, when that comforter comes,
他提到那日到那日
He tells us, on that day when he comes,
那就讲到在神的荣耀的计划里面一个非常重要的日子
That speaks of, in God's glorious plan, a very important day.
因为从那日开始要开启一个新的时代
Because starting from that day, a new era is to begin.
神整个的工作他的性质和方式全部都改变。
All of God's work, all of His nature and method now will change.
所以主把非常重要的话预先留给这些门徒们。
So God has already, our Lord Jesus has foretold of these things to His disciples.
那我们看见在这里啊，主讲到另外一位保惠师。
And so here, our Lord, He speaks of another helper or comforter.
这个意思是什么呢
？What is this meaning？
意思就是主耶稣自己其实也是保惠师。
That is our Lord Jesus. He himself is a comforter.
所以在约翰一书二章一节的里面
，So in 1 John chapter 2 verse 1，
约翰就告诉我们说他是中保，其实他也就是那位保惠师。
He is the advocate. He is the comforter.
很可惜啊，我们中文圣经把它翻成中保，英文圣经里面呢，很多时候也把它翻得成一个帮助者。
And very sadly, in Chinese, the translation is an advocate or also an helper.
其实呢，他就是保惠师。
But he is a comforter.
他道成肉身在地上的时候，他就是一位保惠师。
When he came in the flesh, he was a comforter.
那么现在他又讲到另外一位保惠师要来到。
And now when he says that there will be another comforter,
这什么意思呢？
What is the meaning of this?
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
这里有包含着非常重要的属灵的意义。
Here it encompasses another very important spiritual meaning.
就是我们的主耶稣在世上的时候，他是保惠师。
That is, when our Lord Jesus was in this world, he was a comforter.
现在他的工作要做一个结束。
But now, in his work, there will be a conclusion.
然后另外一位保惠师就接续他的工作。
And another comforter will continue his work.
所以主的工作跟圣灵的工作其实是一个接续的工作。
So the work of the Holy Spirit is merely a continuation of the work of our Lord Jesus.
我们都晓得主耶稣道成肉身来到地上。
We know that Jesus, when he came in the flesh to this world,
他不仅是要完成一个救恩。
Not only was he to accomplish salvation,
更重大的意义，他是想要把神旨意中间的那个基督的意义把它完成。
But the greater meaning was that he was to accomplish the meaning of Christ.
所以四福音书记载着主耶稣的生平。
And so the four Gospels, it records the life of our Lord Jesus.
就让我们看见耶稣基督怎样降卑他的自己到地上来顺服父的旨意。
It shows us how the Lord Jesus condescended himself to submit and obey to the will of God.
是他要把基督的意义完成。
Because he was to accomplish the meaning of Christ.
我想对很多初信的弟兄姊妹来讲，
For some of you who are new believers,
啊，我们讲耶稣基督，基督耶稣。
When we speak of Jesus Christ or Christ Jesus,
我们好像以为说这个基督呢，好像也是主的名字，其实不是啊。
We think that Christ is part of the Lord's name, but it's not.
我们主的名字叫耶稣。
Our Lord's name is Jesus.
这个基督呢，那是神心意中间一件重要的一件事情。
But Christ is something very important in the heart
of God. 所以有人说那个基督呢是主耶稣的职分。
Some say that Christ is the position of our Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我们知道主到地上来不仅要救赎我们堕落的人。
When the Lord came to this world, it wasn't merely to save us
who have fallen. 因为在创世之前呢，
Because before creation,
在神的心意中间，
In God's will,
就有基督这个意念。
There was already this thought of Christ.
神创造万有，
He has created the universe.
神创造人类，
He created mankind.
其实呢，最大的目的就是要得着基督。
The greatest purpose is to gain Christ.
到今天呢，我想很多弟兄姊妹都明白，神永远的旨意就是基督。
For many of us, we all understand the eternal purpose of God is Christ.
啊，我们简单的来说一下。
Let's put it simply.
那么，为了许多年轻的年幼弟兄姊妹。
For some of you who are younger.
什么是基督呢？
What is Christ?
基督在神的眼中来，在神的眼中看，就是一个伟大的宇宙人。
Christ in the heart of God is the great universal man.
那个头是主耶稣。
The head is our Lord Jesus
Christ. 而那个身体就是教会。
And the body is the church.
啊，我想弟兄姊妹，你把这个记住，这非常重要。
So please remember this. This is very important.
那么神要得着基督。
Now God wants to gain Christ.
所以首先神的儿子到地上来，先把这个基督的意义完成。
So first off, the Son of God came to this earth to fulfill this meaning, this thought.
这是非常重要的。
This is very important.
我们的主付上非常重大的代价。
Our Lord paid such a heavy price.
啊，把这个意义完成。
In order to accomplish this meaning.
主若许可，往后去我们还会详细的解释这个。
Lord willing, we will go on in greater detail about this.
而主的宝在地上在肉身中做保惠师的工作完成之后，
And after our Lord has accomplished the work of the role of a comforter on earth,
现在另一位保惠师来了。
Now another comforter comes.
他要做什么呢？
What is he to do?
他要在人的里面完成基督的意义。
He is to accomplish the meaning of Christ inside of man.
啊，弟兄姊妹，能听懂我的话吗？
Do you understand what I'm saying?
耶稣基督来到地上，他把基督的意义完成。
Our Lord Jesus, he came to this world to accomplish the meaning of Christ.
而现在圣灵来了。
And now the Holy Spirit has come.
他要把主耶稣所完成基督的意义完成在我们所有蒙恩得救的人里面。
He now needs to accomplish the meaning of Christ inside of all of us.
所以主耶稣称他为另一位保惠师。
That is why our Lord Jesus calls him another comforter.
所以这两位保惠师啊，
So these two comforters,
他们好像呢是一个接续的工作。
They do a work of continuation.
主做完了。
After the Lord has finished,
圣灵来就接续地做。
The Holy Spirit has come to continue.
其实目标目的都是同一个。
But the purpose and goal is the same.
当然弟兄姊妹们，我们需要明白啊。
Of course, brothers and sisters, we need to understand.
今天呢，
Today,
神只有一位。
There's only one God.
而在神的工作上面分成了父子圣灵。
And yet in his work, it's separated to the Father, Son, and Spirit.
所以这是很奇妙的一件事。
This is a very miraculous, amazing thing.
我们也知道这是非常伟大的一个工作。
We also know that this is a great work.
这对基督徒来讲是非常蒙福的一个工作。
As Christians, this is a very blessed work.
所以主来把这个神心中的那个意先把它完成。
So our Lord, he came to this world to accomplish this
meaning. 然后圣灵来呢就把他坐在每一个弟兄姊妹的里面。
And now the Holy Spirit is doing the same work in every brother and sister.
我觉得今天呢，在地上的教会中呢，
I feel that in the church today.
我们有的时候呢，犯了似乎一点点的错误。
Sometimes we do commit some mistakes.
有的人呢，好像只讲主耶稣。
Some people only talk about our Lord Jesus.
有的人就专注圣灵。
Some only focus on the Holy Spirit.
在我的感觉中呢，我们不应该把这个分得这么清楚。
But in my sense, we should not separate them so much.
所以你会发现一件事情。
So you do find.
那个只注重基督、只注重主耶稣的这些说法的。
Those who only pay attention to the Lord Jesus.
似乎那个实际很少。
They don't have very much practical reality.
多半很多在道理的里面。
It's all head knowledge.
那个只注重圣灵的呢？
However, those who emphasize only the Holy Spirit and don't emphasize our Lord Jesus,
又太肤浅。
They're too shallow.
因为他不知道在基督里面，在主里面的丰富到底有多大。
Because they don't know the greatness of the abundance of our Lord Jesus.
他们以为圣灵的工作就是表面这些现象而已。
They just think that the work of the Holy Spirit is these outward shallow manifestations. So, dear brothers and sisters,
今天我们要晓得，主耶稣来了。他把神所有的丰富都带来了。
Our Lord Jesus has come and he has brought all the abundance of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们都知道在哥罗西书里面就讲到了。
We all know that this is written about in Colossians.
神所有的丰盛都有形有体的在基督里。
All the abundance of God is bodily dwells in our Christ.
是他从天上来，他把神所有的丰盛都带来了。
He has brought all the abundance of God from heaven down to earth.
而神要把这个丰盛呢赐给所有蒙恩得救的人。
And he wants to give this abundance to all who believe in him.
那么怎么赐给我们呢？
But how will he give it to us?
他必须借着另外一位保使会师的工作。
This must be done through the work of another comforter.
是圣灵把我们引到那个实际的里面。
The Holy Spirit brings us into this reality.
所以这是非常重要的一件事情。
So this is a very important matter.
今天呢，我们必须要明白这两位的工作是各占一半。
We need to know that these two works is the other half of each other.
把它加在一起才是一个完整的。
And once you add it together, then it's a complete work.
一面我们需要认识在基督里面的丰富。
Yes, we need to know the abundance in
Christ. 另外一面呢，我们需要借着圣灵引我们进入实际。
On the other hand, we need the Holy Spirit to bring us into the reality.
所以这另外一位保惠师来。
So when this another comforter comes.
那是非常非常重要的一件事。
This is such an important matter.
所以刚才我们讲到。
So we just spoke of it.
那么主耶稣说呢，当这位保惠师来的时候。
That when this comforter comes.
神整个工作的性质方式都改变。
That the nature and characteristic of God's work will now change.
神开启了一个新的时代。
Now he begins a new era.
当然我们都知道这个日子就指的五旬节那天说的。
Now of course we know that this speaks starting from the day of Pentecost. From that day on.
神在整个历史上面的工作开始进到另外一个境界的。
All of God's work from that day on now comes into a new realm.
最重要的是什么呢？
What's the most important?
是从外面的开始进到里面。
From the outward now comes inward.
很可惜啊。
Sadly.
今天很多神的儿女们跟随主啊。
So many children of God, we follow the Lord.
我们一直都还是注重在外面这些东西。
We're still paying attention to the outward.
你看今天基督教在地上整个注重都是外面的工作。
Look at Christianity today. We're all looking at the outward work.
我们只注重外面的那个现象。
We only emphasize the outward manifestation.
其实呢，这个时代呢，神告诉我们，这个性质改变，开始进到里面去。
But in this era, God tells us that the work is now within us.
所以一切的事情都是从里面出来。
Everything begins from the out inward.
我们看看在四福音书的里面。
When we look at the four Gospels.
那么门徒们呢，开头被主吸引，他们与主同住，对吧
？The disciples they were attracted by the Lord and they dwelled with him.
外面跟主住在一起。
Outwardly they lived with him.
那么。到了这另外一位保惠师来的时候呢
？But when another comforter comes，
不是在外面
，It's not outward anymore. Now it's inward.
所以这个性质上显然是一个很大的改变。
So now there's a great change in this nature.
但是一直到今天
，However up to today，
很多神的儿女们跟随主还在外面跟随主。
So many children of God were still following him outwardly.
我们知道 主是与我们同在。
Yes, we know that the Lord is with us. 从你蒙恩得救那天开始起。From the day of your salvation.
主就在你里面。
The Lord is within you.
所以主的同在是从里面显出来的。
So his presence is expressed from within you.
不是从外面加上来的。
Not added from outside.
但是我们很多时候祷告，主啊，求你与我们同在。
But oftentimes we pray, Lord, please be with us.
好像他住在天上。
As if he lives in heaven.
我们大声呼喊啊。
And we call out loudly, Lord, come down.
你今天来到我们中间，不。
Come to us, but no.
弟兄姊妹们，今天他就已经在我们里面。
Today he's already within us.
我们要叫他从里面显出来。
We ask him to manifest himself from within.
你不是在外面追求这些。感觉是从里面经历他的同在。
We're not outwardly seeking after any sensations or feelings. He's already within us.
所以我们知道四福音书跟使徒行传，你看两个不同的时代。
So from the four Gospels to the time of Acts, we know that it's two different generations.
神的工作从外面的开始进到里面。
God's outward work now has entered into the inside.
这是非常宝贵的一件事。
This is such a precious thing.
不过在这里呢，我想。我先再把这个保惠师这个意义跟弟兄姊妹做个解释。
However, now let me give you a further explanation of this term, comforter.
为什么主会用这个词呢？
Why is it that our Lord uses this term?
在希腊文里面。
In the Hebrew.
这个字的是两个字合成的一个意思。
It's two words that are connected.
希腊文念作是 parakletos.
In Hebrew, it's parakletos.
Parakletos 两个字合并在一起的。
It's two words that are connected.
什么叫做 para?
What is para?
Para 的意思就是在你旁边的。
Para means next to you.
它原文可以翻译是 beside.
Or beside you.
是在你旁边的。
When alongside, next to you.
什么叫做 kletos?
What is kletos?
Kletos 的意思就是 collar.
It is a collar.
就是你看他站在你旁边，你随时可以呼叫他的。
One who is standing beside you, and at any moment you can call on him.
但是请我们注意
But please pay attention.
他是主人，他可不是仆人。
He is the master, not the servant.
你不能随便吩咐他的。
You cannot command him.
你可以喊他，他可以答应你。
You can call out to him, he can agree with you.
就像孩子们跟父亲在一起。
Just like a child with a parent.
我常常看见。有弟兄姊妹家有小孩，对不对
？I sometimes see young children in families.
我现在有孙子。
And now I have grandchildren.
我那个孙子有的时候碰见他的爸爸，就我的儿子。
And so sometimes my grandson he meets his father, which is my son, and calls him dad.
那爸爸就 what?
Dad would say what?
这个是儿子呼叫爸爸。
This is the relationship of a son calling out for his dad.
So brothers and sisters, 也好，无论圣灵也好，他不是我们的仆人。
Whether it is the Lord or the Holy Spirit, he is not our servant.
你不能随便吩咐他做什么。
You cannot just command him whatever you want.
但是这说明什么呢？
But what does this mean?
他乐意，好像他这个字意是说，他站在我们旁边帮助我们。
He is willing to stand next to you to help us.
所以这个字的意思在希腊文本身就是很有意思。
So the original meaning in the Hebrew is very interesting.
当然，按照他那个。这个属灵的含义上面来讲
，But of course, in its spiritual meaning,
它还具备了其他的几种意义。
There are some other meanings as well.
第一个叫做安慰者。
First is comforter.
感谢我们的主啊
！We thank our Lord.
为什么我们需要人安慰
？Why do we need someone to comfort us？
我们人活在这个世界上，真是多有苦难。
When we live in this world, we have much.In suffering.
你想想，如果有人今天能够常常安慰我们，这个叫我们里面多温暖。
If you can imagine someone who comforts you often, how warm we feel inside.
感谢主，有很多的时候啊，我们碰见人遇见的一些情况，我们都不知道怎么安慰他，对不对
？We thank the Lord. Sometimes when we meet people, when we don't know what to say to them, we don't know how to comfort.
你有没有碰见过这样的情形
？Have you ever met situations like this?
但是呢，他是安慰者。
But he is a comforter.
我呢常常发现我有很大的缺点。
I find that I have a great weakness.
最不会安慰就是那个病人。
I really do not know how to comfort those who are ill.
有的时候啊，弟兄姊妹说谁生病，我们去看望他。
Sometimes when brothers and sisters tell me that someone is ill, we need to go visit them.
我碰到那个生病的人呢、啊，我都不知道怎么安慰。
When I meet the person who's sick, I don't know what to say or how to comfort.
我记得有一次我跟一些弟兄姊妹去看望一个病人。
I remember one time I went with some brothers and sisters to visit one who was ill.
我看见他了。
When I saw the person,
我不知道说什么话。
I didn't know what to say.
我只能问说你好吗
I asked, how are you?
他正在病痛中。
They were, that person was ill.
哎，感谢主啊。
But thank the Lord.
神的灵就借着另外一个姊妹啊。
The Holy Spirit through another sister.
他就冲上去了，讲啊讲啊讲讲那个。讲到最后，我看见那个弟兄啊，那个病生病弟兄就泪流满面。
And she kept speaking and speaking up to the point where the brother he was filled with tears.
哎呦，我在旁边，一方面觉得很惭愧，另外很羡慕。
On one hand, I felt greatly ashamed, but on the other hand, I greatly admired.
感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
我们不能安慰的。
We are unable to comfort.
圣灵都能安慰。
But the Holy Spirit is able to comfort.
主都能安慰。
The Lord is able to comfort.
所以呢？这位保惠师被称作是安慰者。
Therefore, this helper is now called the comforter.
只有他的安慰给我们重新带来力量，重新叫我们得鼓舞，是吗？
Because only with his comfort, now we have strength, and now we are encouraged. 所以
今天无论处在什么样的情况里，
So no matter what environment you are in,
你有一位安慰者住在你里面。
You have a comforter who lives in you.
他能安慰我们。
He's able to comfort us.
那么第二方面的意思，
And the second meaning,
就是呢，我们在约翰一书里面所讲的中保。
And now this is in 1 John, the advocate.
这个中保这个意思啊。
And the meaning of this advocate or intercessor.
你看达比弟兄翻译就是一个帮助。
And in the Darby translation, it is our patron, our intercessor.
其实我们都知道主耶稣是中保。
We know that our Lord Jesus, He's our intercessor.
什么叫做中保？
But what is our intercessor or advocate?
你就替人做保。
Is that you are a guarantor for the other person?
今天我想我们在这个世界上生活，我们看见还有很多事情上。需要有中保。
We know that as we conduct matters in this world today, we need someone who can be our guarantor.
送孩子去上学了，有人要做保，对吧？
So if you are to take your children to school, somebody needs to make a guarantee for that child.
当你做保这个人他犯了很多错误的时候，
If the person who is a guarantor and he makes a lot of mistakes,
你赔不起，只好找这个中保。
And if you need to make restitution and you are unable, then you need to go find somebody who's able to speak for you.
我认识一个弟兄，他的爸爸呢是。非常这个热心的人。
I know a brother. His father is one who's very zealous. Originally, he was very wealthy.
啊，就常常给人家做保。
And he often would be an advocate for others.
做到最后啊，倾家荡产。
To such a point where he actually went bankrupt.
赔得一塌糊涂。
Because he helped others with a lot.
所以圣经在旧约里面也讲。
And in the Old Testament, the scripture also tells us.
也有人问我说，我们基督徒可不给人家做保？
And so some have asked me, as Christians, can we be a guarantor for others?
我说你不是可不可以的问题，你愿不愿意受损失嘛？
So I said, it's not whether or not you want or you can, but whether or not you're willing to bear loss. Because if you're willing to bear a loss, then sure.
所以到今天我们都明白。
So today we all understand.
我们所犯的一切的过错，一切的难处。都是主帮我们承担的。
All of our transgressions, all of our wrongdoings, our Lord Jesus, He has borne it all.
因为他在我们跟父之间做了中保。
Because He has become the advocate between us and the Father.
所以他背负我们所有一切的难处。
So He was able to bear all of our difficulties. How we need to thank Him.
所以这个做中保啊。
So our advocate.
他承担所有一切的难处。
He is able to bear all difficulties.
那么这个保惠师第三方面的意思。
And the third meaning of this helper.
他就是被称作是辩护者。
He is also an intercessor.
不是 intercessor, advocate.
An advocate.
用现在人话来讲呢，翻译出来就是律师，就是 lawyer.
In today's terms, it's a lawyer.
那么。圣灵在我们里面为谁做辩护呢？
The Holy Spirit is in us, and who is He representing or advocating for?
从前我也不懂。
In the past, I didn't understand.
我想真好，我有个 lawyer.
And I thought, oh, this is good. I now have a lawyer.
我们知道这个 lawyer 都是站在我们这一面帮我们辩护。
We know that a lawyer always stands on our side to represent us.
但是弟兄姊妹不要搞错了。
But do not misunderstand.
这个 lawyer 是为着神辩护，不是为着你辩护的。
This lawyer is actually standing on the side of God, not on our side.
我们都知道主非常的爱我们，主也很关心我们。
We know the Lord really loves us and He cares for us.
但是他只为着神的利益来辩护。
However, He is only representing on the side of God.
所以今天圣灵在我们里面也是一样。
And it is same for the Holy Spirit.
他不是为你做辩护。
He is not advocating on your side.
他是为神做辩护。
He's advocating on God's side.
所以难怪 你说错话，他告诉你错了。
So no wonder when you say something wrong, he's going to tell you you said something wrong.
你做错事，他告诉你做错了。
You've done something wrong, he will tell you you've done something wrong.
你得罪神了，他告诉你你得罪神了。
You offended God, he will tell you you have offended God.
你得罪人了，他告诉你得罪人。
You have offended man, he will tell you you have offended man.
他完全是为着神的利益在我们里面做辩护。
He is representing God, his case inside of you.
其实这个对我们来讲是一个很大的好处。
This is a great benefit to us.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
今天我们知道主怎样爱我们，圣灵也照样的爱我们。
Today how the Lord loves us is the same way the Holy Spirit loves us.
他希望我们里面的光景能够被改正。
He wants our condition to change and be right.
所以他做了一个辩护者。
And so now he's an advocate.
那么第四方面。
The fourth point.
他做了一个这个。Parakletos 的意思就是代求者。
And now the another meaning of Parakletos now is the intercessor.
我们知道罗马书第八章特别讲这件事情。
We know that in Romans chapter 8, it now speaks of this.
就是我们有软弱了，很多时候我们不知道怎么祷告。
We have weakness. Sometimes we don't know how to pray.
特别为了神的旨意，我们不知道怎么祷告。
Especially regarding the will of God, we don't know how to pray.
所以圣灵就用说不出来的叹息在我们替。
And so the Holy Spirit with unspeakable sighs will pray on our behalf.
那里说鉴察人心的晓得圣灵的意思。
Because he who searches the heart of God, he knows the heart of God, the mind of the Spirit.
我们不会为着神的旨意祷告，圣灵就代替我们为着神的旨意来祷告。
Because we do not know, therefore the Holy Spirit will pray on our behalf.
我们真是满心感谢我们的主。
We truly need to thank God.
为要叫神的恩典祝福能更多临到我们。
In order for God's blessing and grace to come more upon us.
所以他做了一个代求者。
Now he is an intercessor.
所以这个呢是在希腊文里面这个保惠师的这个字面的意义。
And so this is the definition of the word of helper.
所以你看光是这个字面的意义就给我们带来多么大的一个福分。
So just in the definition of this word, we see what a great privilege we have.
所以今天这位保惠师他住在我们的里面。
So today this helper, he lives inside of us.
所以一切的事情我们无论生活是否都跟他有关系。
So in all these things, whether how we live or how we serve, it all has to do with him.
我们现在不仅知道主已经住在我们里面。
Today we know that not only does the Lord live in us.
门徒们在四福音书里面说呢他们是怎么样与神同行
But the disciples in the four gospels, they walked with God.
那么现在呢我们知道呢不是在外面与主同行。
Today we also know we're not walking with him outwardly.
现在乃是在里面听圣灵的带领与神同行。
But from within, we listen to the leading of the Holy Spirit as we walk with him.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
这一位保惠师的来到改变整个时代。
When this helper came, it completely changed this generation, this era.
让我们基督徒在地上的生活是从外面转到里面。
So our Christian living now turns from the outward to the inward.
我觉得虽然这个道理很简单。
Even though this logic is very easy to understand.
但是我们看见基督徒真正跟随着里面圣灵的引导在主面前生活的人似乎不太多的。
But we find that there are very few who truly follow the inward leading of the Holy Spirit.
我们注意的这还是外面的东西。
We all pay attention to the outward things.
所以求主施恩给我们。
So may the Lord show us mercy.
因为呢现在呢从外面转到里面。
Because we have now turned from the outward to the inward.
所以呢我们就看见在跟随主的事上没有时间和空间的。一个分别。
We see that there is no separation between time and space as we follow the Lord.
并且圣灵在我们里面给我们的教导要来得更细微来得更彻底。
And the teaching of the anointing of the Holy Spirit within us is even more detailed and deep.
我们知道当初门徒们跟随主的时候
We know that the disciples, as they were following the Lord at that time,
他们听也不太听得懂。
They listened, but they didn't really understand.
跟随主也很难。
It was very difficult for them to follow.
他们老是随着自己的意思。
They always wanted to go their own way.
那么有时候主讲完道，主问门徒说：“你们听懂了吗？”
Sometimes after the Lord preached, he would say, "Do you understand?"
他说：“我们懂。”
They said, "Yes."
我每次读到那里，我都觉得很好笑。
Every time I read to that point, I always think it's so funny because they did not understand.
那么有的时候呢？主要做件事情，我们看见这个门徒们都随己意，告 照着自己的意思随便做。
And we see that when the Lord wanted to do something, oftentimes the disciples say, Lord, they just wanted to do it their own way.
虽然有十二个门徒跟随主。
Even though there were 12 disciples that followed the Lord.
但是主好像很难控制啊。
But it was very difficult for the Lord to control anything.
一下彼得出事。
Peter all of a sudden committed a problem, and then Thomas.
就像我们今天在地上一样。
Just like us on earth today.
因为如果我们在外面跟随主啊。
If we all outwardly follow the Lord,
很难，对不对？
It'd be very difficult for the Lord, right?
我们活在新约的时代。
But no, today we live in the New Testament time.
今天宝贵是在我们里面，在这里引导我们。
The Helper is leading us from our inwards.
弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
他住在每一个弟兄姊妹的里面。
He lives in all brothers and sisters, all of us.
在这里，他来带领我们。
And now he is leading us.
他无所不在。
He's everywhere.
并且我们也晓得主说哈，你们。暂时不见我，你们还要再见我。
And the Lord also says, right, for now you will not see me, later you will see me.
所以主耶稣是在圣灵里又重新回来了。
And because now we know the Lord Jesus, he now comes in the form of the Holy Spirit.
这个是更实在的一件事情。
This is something that's more practical, more real.
那么从前他们跟随主。
They followed the Lord previously.
他们实在不能做什么，一路上都是什么？看主耶稣做这个做那个。
They really couldn't do much. The whole way, they were just watching the Lord do this and do that.
哇，看见主耶稣教训人。
They saw the Lord Jesus.
看主耶稣赶鬼医病。
Teaching others and healing others and casting out demons.
看见他会在海面上行走。
They saw him walking on the sea.
呼叫风浪止息。
And calming the seas, the waves.
他们跟随主，我想那个日子恐怕也是很兴奋。
And as they were following the Lord, those days must have been very exciting.
很多基督徒羡慕这个生活。
Many Christians, they admire after that type of lifestyle.
如果你今天跟着一位，你看他整天在那里行神迹奇事什么，哇，我们这些眼睛都睁大了，对吧？
Today, if you should follow somebody who's constantly performing miracles, your eyes would be so big.
圣经明着说，他们就很稀奇，这到底是什么样的人？
And so they were constantly, the Bible tells us, they were constantly astonished, who is this person?
但是等到那一日
But on that day,
那位保惠师来的时候
The day when the helper comes,
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
他们就不是光在那里稀奇主的工作
They were not merely there being astonished at the work of the Lord.
现在呢他们被别人稀奇
Now others were astonished at them.
所以你读使徒行传的时候看见
You will see this in the book of Acts.
这个彼得约翰到了美门口
When Peter and John, when they came to the gate,
瘸腿的人就起来行走了
And they told the lame man to get up and walk.
哇，这下周围的人大家都很稀奇啊。
Everyone standing around them were astonished and amazed.
你看见吧，在这里有一个大的转变。
Do you see? There's a great change.
从前他们只能看主耶稣行这些。
Previously, they could only see the Lord Jesus doing this.
现在从他们自己身上可以行这些。
But now, from themselves, they are able to do this type of work.
你知道一直到今天，很多基督徒啊
，Do you know even up to today, many Christians?
他们不知道那位保惠师已经在里面。
They don't know that the Helper is already within them.
我们整天都是稀奇看人家，哇，这个医病啊，赶鬼，就是老是稀奇这些。
Every day we're amazed watching other people heal others and cast out demons.
圣灵在你的里面。
Do you not know the Holy Spirit is in you?
你也可以做这个事情。
You are able to do this as well.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
因为这是里面的时代。
Because this is the generation of being inward.
所以我们感谢神。
And so we thank God.
弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters.
并且呢今天圣灵在我们里面呢要做非常大的事情。
Additionally, the Holy Spirit is to do another great work within us.
主不仅说我活着你们也要活着。
He does not only say, but I live and you will live also.
甚至使徒书信里面讲到他如何我们也要如何。
But the epistles, they also tell us how he is, we will be as well.
这个转变是怎么来的呢？
How does this change occur?
弟兄姊妹们这是圣灵在我们里面所做的。
Brothers and sisters, this is a work of the Holy Spirit that He does within us.
所以基督主耶稣把神心目中间那个伟大的一件事情做成。
Our Lord Jesus has accomplished this great matter of being Christ on earth.
而圣灵今天呢，就要把基督主耶稣完成的基督的意义做在我们身上。
And now the Holy Spirit needs to accomplish this meaning of Christ inside of us.
将来主回来的时候，个个都像他了。
So that on that day when he comes, we will all be like him.
所以约翰说，他若显现，我们就通通像他。
So that is why John says, when he appears, we will all be like him.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
我们要明白神工作的那个法则。
We need to understand the principle of God's work.
懂得神在他计划中间。 这个工作的这个次序。
And understand the order of how he works.
这是非常重要的一件事情。
This is a very important matter.
那弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
在约翰福音第十六章里面。
In John chapter 16.
那么也告诉我们说呢。
It also tells us.
这位保惠师是真理的圣灵。
This helper is also the spirit of truth.
我想很多时候我们讲到真理的时候。
Oftentimes when we speak of truth.
我们只晓得说。主耶稣是真理，对吧？
We often think about how our Lord Jesus, He is the truth.
其实在圣经里面呢，
However, in the Bible,
讲到不仅主耶稣是真理，
Not only is our Lord Jesus truth,
在约翰福音十七章里面告诉我们，神的话也是真理。
But in John 17, it tells us that God's word is also the truth.
在约翰一书第五章里面讲到圣灵也是真理。
In 1 John chapter 5, it tells us that the Holy Spirit, He is also the truth.
我在很多地方问弟兄姊妹，我说呢，什么是真理啊？
So in many different places, I ask people, what is the truth?
很快就回答说主耶稣是真理。
Everybody responds and says, our Lord Jesus, He is the truth.
然后呢？
And then?
就不知道了。
Then we don't know.
不，弟兄姊妹们。
But no, brothers and sisters.
真理是主耶稣。
Truth is our Lord Jesus.
真理也是神的话。
Truth is also God's word.
真理也是圣灵。
Truth is also the Holy Spirit.
为什么真理是包括这 三样呢？
Why is it that truth encompasses these three matters?
因为呢，神不是光叫我们知道一点真理。
Because God not only wants us to know some truth.
要我们进入真理的实际。
But he wants us to enter into the reality of truth.
乃是这位真理的圣灵来了，他引我们进入这个实际。
So that the Spirit of truth, when he comes, he will allow us to enter into truth.
所以我们蒙恩得救的人呢。
So for all of us who are saved by grace.
我们要知道神赐给我们三样宝贝啊。
We need to know that you have three treasures.
这是每个弟兄姊妹都有的。
That every brother and sister have.
一个就是什么呢？
What is the first?
就神把生命赐给我们。
That first he has given us life.
而生命呢就是基督。
And life is Christ.
啊，那么在哥罗西书里面讲到了，基督就是我们的生命。
In Colossians it tells us that Christ is our life.
那这一句话呢，里面包含的意义可是非常的丰富。
Now of course in this phrase the meaning is very abundant.
因为当我们拥有了基督做生命，
Because when we have Christ as our life,
我们里面就拥有了整个宇宙中间的所有一切的丰富。
Now we have all the abundance of the universe within us.
只有保罗开了眼睛，他就知道了。
And only Paul, when his
基督在我们里面是至宝。
When his eyes were opened, he
came
to know
所有的丰盛都在他里面。
That Christ is now his great treasure. All the abundance of God is in him. Everything is in us.
但是呢？
However,
如果我们光知道这一个，
if you only know this,
我们好像生活中能享受的、经历的很少。
It's as if our enjoyment of everyday life is very, very little.
神所赐给我们的这个生命到底有多丰富？
We need to know through the Holy Spirit exactly how abundant is this life, how abundant Christ is.Because what we know is very limited.
所以神就把圣经赐给我们。
So now God gives us the Bible.
我们晓得圣经最主要的目的是启示基督。
The main focus of the Bible is to reveal Christ.
因为只有你明白圣经了。
Because once you come to understand the Bible,
你才知道基督有多丰富。
Now you will know how abundant Christ is.
所以呢，这一本圣经呢，其实就是基督的说明书。
And so this book is merely the manual of for Christ.
我想我们今天生活这个世界。这个生活里面，这个说明书很重要。
Today, in the world that we live in, manual instruction manuals are very important.
你买任何东西都要有说明书的。
Anything you buy needs to have an instruction manual.
我有一个很坏的习惯。
I have a very bad habit.
我买个东西来了，我不太喜欢看说明书。
When I buy something, I don't like to read instruction manuals.
哎呀，我一看这个说明书这么厚。
When I see how thick the instruction manuals are.
所以呢，我就凭自己去摸。
I want to go and figure it out myself.
摸了半天呢，你所能知道的很有限。
But when I try to figure it out myself, what I know is very limited.
比方像我的儿子曾经送我一个 iPhone.
Like in the past, my son, he gave me an iPhone.
其实这里面功能很多。
It has many functions.
哎，我到今天呢，我只知道几样功能，因为打打电话了什么的。
But up to today, I only know a few things, like make a phone call.
有时候我儿子告诉我这有个功能，还有这个。
And so sometimes my son would say, "Look, you can do this,"
and I'm
And I realize, wow, I can do this.
你们读这个说明书啊，你们知道这个
里
面 这个方群很多啊，可以用的。
For you young ones, you've looked at the manuals. You know that there are many functions.
所以我的坏习惯就是不喜欢看这个说明。
So my bad habit is I don't like to read instruction manuals.
其实你看见呢，现在人呢越来越重视这个说明书。
But now we realize people really emphasize instruction manuals.
你买任何东西都有说明书。
You buy anything, it comes with an instruction manual.
就是像家庭主妇进菜场去买菜买东西，它都有说明书的，对吧
？Even for housewives, if you are to go grocery shopping, there are manuals on how to go shopping. And if you want to take a medication, there's instruction manuals on what you're taking.
啊，你就是买一瓶酱油啊，它有说明书。
You buy soy sauce, and soy sauce has instruction manuals.
我记得有一次呢，我去那个 Costco， 我去买东西。
One time I went to Costco to buy something.
啊，我看到一包 chips， 哎，我就是很好吃。
And I bought a bag of chips. It was really good.
我就抓着。
I grabbed it.
就正好呢，有个姊妹呢，她也去这个买东西。
And a sister at that time, she was also shopping.
她一看我拿这包东西啊。
When she saw this,
她一把就抓过去。
She grabbed it over from me.
然后后面在看说明书。
And she was looking in the back, reading the package.
兄弟兄啊，这个不适合你啊。
She said, "Brother son, this is not good for you."
盐分太高了。
The sodium content is way too high.
我根本就没有看那个
I didn't even,
我只看了外面好吃，我就抓了。
I didn't even bother reading the sodium content. I just grabbed it because it looked really good.
弟兄姊妹，你知道我们今天犯了多少错误吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you know how many mistakes we make?
我们今天跟随主，我们不肯看这本说明书。
We follow the Lord, but we do not want to read the instruction manual.
人怎么说，我们就怎么跟呢？
So what people say, that's how we follow.
凭自己的想象跟随主。
And we follow according to our own ideas.
我们犯了很多错误。
So we make so many mistakes.
并且生活变得很贫穷。
And our daily lives become so poor.
因为你从来都不知道这位基督在你里面有多丰富。
Because you don't know how rich and abundant this Christ is in you.
我永远感谢我的主。
So I want to forever thank my Lord.
有一天圣灵开我里面的眼睛。
One day the Holy Spirit opened up my eyes.
哎呀，我才知道基督的意义是无穷尽的。
And then I came to see that the meaning of Christ is unlimited.
你知道今天连很多侍奉主的人，所谓的传道人呢，老实讲，有时候圣经呢都没有能够打开。
Honestly speaking, there are some preachers, some people who serve God, and they really haven't even opened up the Bible.
只在那个字面上面的追逐一点东西。
They just read some things on the surface.
所以难怪有的人在一些地方讲道讲个几年的没道可讲了。
So no wonder after a few years of preaching, they don't have any more material. They don't have anything else to say.
所以就开始讲天文地理时事啊什么东西的，就弄一大堆这些东西进来。
And so now they just weighing on philosophical stuff.
主若开你的眼睛，
But if the Lord opens up your eyes,
圣灵如果在你里面做启示，
And if the Holy Spirit reveals himself,
哇，你就知道基督的意义是无穷无尽的。
Then you realize the meaning of Christ is unlimited.
我真是感谢我的主。
I truly thank my Lord.
啊，我常常觉得我这个小小的器皿，
For me as a small vessel,
啊，主一直到今天还用着呢。
The Lord today is still using me.
我凭什么侍奉主啊？
What can I serve the Lord with?
人家常常问我这本书看过吗？那本书看过，我都没看过。
Some will ask, "Have you read this book? Have you read that book?" I haven't.
那你凭什么呢？
So what do I have to serve God?
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
有一位最好的老师在我里面。
The best teacher is within us.
圣灵在我里面。
The Holy Spirit lives in me.
他会把圣经解开。
He is able to explain God's word.
就叫我认识基督的丰富。
So I can understand the abundance of Christ.
我告诉你，这是我的秘诀。
This is my secret.
是我一直服侍到今天的。
So I can serve up until today. This is the secret.
感谢主，一天我跟一位年长的弟兄在一起交通。
I thank the Lord. One day I fellowship with an elderly brother.
我说，基督的意义是无穷尽的。
And so I said, "Isn't the meaning of Christ unlimited?"
他说对的。
He says, "That's right."
他也是这样。
It was the same for
him. 因为你这样跟随主。跟随圣灵的带领，
Because you follow the Lord and the Holy Spirit in this way,
圣灵解开主的话语，
When the Holy Spirit interprets, explains God's word,
就让我们认识基督的丰富。
Now we can understand the abundance of Christ.
如果主今天借他的灵在我们里面这样做，你看见你所得着的主是个无穷丰富的主啊。
If the Holy Spirit does this work in you today, then you will come to see how unlimited our God is.
那真的是一个何等大的一个福气、啊、
It's such a great blessing.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
圣灵也是真理。
The Holy Spirit is also truth.
他所做一切都是为着真理。
Everything
也是真理。
He does is also for the truth and is the truth.
他不仅开我们里面的眼睛啊， 叫我们能明白圣经，认识基督的丰富。
Not only does he open up our eyes so that we can come to see the abundance of Christ,
并且呢，他引我们进入实际。
But he leads us into reality.
让主的话实实际际的能够应验在我们身上。
So God will allow his word to be real and practical in us.
所以主耶稣在这个约翰福音16章那里、啊、
So our Lord Jesus in John chapter 16,
他就讲到只等真理的圣灵来了。
He says, when the Spirit of Truth comes, when this Helper comes,
他引我们进入一切的实际。
He will guide you into all the truth.
难怪我们这些年呢，很多弟兄姊妹道听了很多啊。
No wonder, in these past years, we have heard many messages.
在生活中这个实际很少。
But in our daily life, we have very little reality.
知道的很多。
We know a lot.
但是呢，在生活中能活出来的很少。
But what we are able to live out is very little.
所以这里面有一个不平衡的地方。
So here, there's an unbalanced place.
我们需要跟随这位什么？这位保惠师。
We need to follow this helper.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
So dear brothers and sisters.
你就像这个列王记上啊。
Just like,
第10章记载那个故事一样。
Just like in 1 Kings chapter 10, the story that is recorded there.
这个示巴女王啊。
This,
他听说这个所罗门很有智慧。
The Queen of Sheba, she had heard that King Solomon was a man full of wisdom, and so she wanted to come find out.
所以她也有很，她就准备了很多难题。
She prepared many challenging questions.
啊，带着很多的臣仆，带着很多车辆，就到耶路撒冷去找所罗门。
She brought many things, to go and find King Solomon.
然后到了那里，他就。很多的难题也都问这个所罗门。
And she brought many challenging questions, many puzzles to him for him to explain.
圣经就记载说，所罗门呢、啊，一一给他回答，没有一样说不清楚的。
And the Bible tells us that Solomon explained every single thing to him, to her. Nothing was hidden from her.
非常惊讶所罗门的智慧。
And so the Queen of Sheba, she was amazed at the wisdom of Solomon.
然后看见所罗门那个筵席上桌摆的丰富。
And then she saw the abundance of his table.
当然，他这个从这个非洲乡下来的没见过这些、啊、
And of course,
这么丰富啊
From the countryside in Africa, she had never met these type of things.
然后看见他的臣仆们每个人都穿得很华丽。
And she saw the attire of all the servants, how beautiful they were.
然后看整个宫廷里面呢秩序那么好。
And the order of the house, of the palace.
圣经就记载说、啊、她看那个魂不守舍。
And the Bible says that she had no more spirit left within her.
太诧异了。
Because she was too greatly amazed.
然后他就对所罗门说,
And then she said to Solomon,
他说, 人所告诉我的,
that what men have told me
还不到一半, 还没有我所眼睛所看见的一半,
has not even been half of what had been told me.
弟兄姊妹, 你知道吗?
Brothers and sisters, do you
not know? 如果今天圣灵解开主的话,
if the Holy Spirit opens up God's word,
让你认识基督,
allows you to understand Christ,
你才知道今天你在地上所听见这些东西啊, 那这是, 恐怕不是一半，十分之一也赶不上。
That these things that you have heard, it might not even be half, might not even be a tenth of what you have heard.
我为着在主面前能享受主所给这个恩典，我感激不尽。
For the grace that God has shown me, I can never thank Him enough.
但是弟兄姊妹，这个在每一个弟兄姊妹里面都是真实的东西。
But brothers and sisters, this is something that is real in every single one of us.
我记得1960几年的时候，我刚刚读到斯柏克弟兄的书。
I remember in the 1960s when I just came across the books of Brother T. Austin Sparks.
哇，我说这是什么书啊？
And I said, wow, what kind of books are these?
我怎么看不懂呢？
Why is it I don't understand it?
我说这个好像天书。
It's as if these are heavenly books.
所以我呢常常跟弟兄姊妹讲，我说哇，这个斯柏克弟兄啊，好像是外星人呢、啊，从别的星球上来的。
It seems as if Brother Sparks is an alien. He's come from somewhere in outer space.
他怎么讲这个东西？怎么我们看不懂呢？
Why is it that when he speaks of these things, we don't understand it?
因为主开他的眼睛啊。
It is because the Lord has opened up his eyes.
所以他就明白圣经中基督的丰富。
So he's now able to understand the abundance of Christ in God's word.
感谢主，有一天主也开了我里面的眼睛。
Thank the Lord. One day the Lord also opened up my eyes.
现在呢，我读他的书也不难。
So now when I read his books, it's not difficult.
我就知道我们弟兄的经历是什么。
Now I understand the experiences of my brother.
虽然我这个器皿没有他那么大。
Even though me as a vessel, I'm not as great as he is.
但是主给我的恩典呢，是源源不绝的。
But the grace that God has given me is similar, comparable to what he has received.
所以今天呢，弟兄姊妹们呢，我们如果仅仅在外面跟随主，
So brothers and sisters, if you merely are following the Lord outwardly,
仅仅在外面读一点的圣经
and merely just reading God's word outwardly,
你迟早有一天来到尽头
one day you will come to the end,
你感觉走不下去
you will find that you cannot go
on, 如果今天圣灵解开主的话让你看见基督的丰富
but if today the Holy Spirit opens up and explains God's word to you for you to see the abundance of Christ,
弟兄姊妹你会像保罗一样的发狂的
then you will be amazed just like Paul,
保罗无论到哪里使我认识基督、啊、
No matter where he goes, he says, if I can only know Christ,
永远追求不尽
I will never be able to seek him enough.
我跟你们讲一件很有趣的事情
Let me tell you something amusing.
有些基督徒、啊、想、啊、
Some Christians think,
将来到天上了不知道做什么
that one day when I get to heaven, I don't know what I'm going to do.
你有没有想到将来到天上做什么
Have you ever imagined or asked what you're going to do when you go to heaven?
圣经告诉我们将来我们到主面前就去聚会
The Bible tells us that one day when we go to heaven, we're going to gather.
哎呀有些弟兄姊妹一听到聚会头就痛
And as soon as you hear gathering, oh, another meeting, you have a headache.
地上已经聚得受不了了
We've had enough meetings.
我们一直聚到永永远远才受得了吗
How can you stand meetings until all eternity?
啊或者有人讲说你看启示录告诉我们将来就喝生命河的水天天吃水果十二样的果子
In Revelations, it tells us, aren't we going to be drinking water from the stream of life and having fruit all year long?
弟兄姊妹，如果这样的生活，你愿意去吗？
And if you are to live like this, are you willing to go?
我想不得了，到天上，现在几十年都过得很辛苦啊。
Just my few decades of life on earth is already so full of suffering.
永永远远都是这样。
And forever, I'm going to live like this?
弟兄姊妹，完全，我们。不认识主。
No, brothers and sisters, we do not know our Lord.
如果今天圣灵在你里面开启
，If the Holy Spirit reveals to you,
解开了主的话语
，and opens up God's word,
认识基督的丰富
，to know the abundance of Christ, then you will believe.
将来我们进入永远
，that one day when we enter into eternity,
我们要永永远远的在那享受基督的丰富。
For all eternity, we are going to enjoy of the abundance of Christ. It will be unlimited.
已经使我们预尝天恩。
And the Holy Spirit has already given us a taste of heaven.
为的这个是非常向往的。
So from within me, I really look forward to this.
我不知道你羡不羡慕。
I don't know whether you admire after it.
仰望主的怜悯。
We look to His mercy.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，希望今天你就能摸到丰富。
Dear brothers and sisters, we hope that even today you can touch of His abundance.
神赐给我们三样宝贝。
So remember, God has given us three treasures.
一个什么
？What is the first?
基督。
Christ.
然后呢？
Second,
圣经。
The Bible.
然后呢
？Third,
圣灵。
The Holy Spirit.
这三样事物又彼此又相。非常重要的关系。
These three things have much to do with each other.
他们都是真理。
They're all truth.
什么叫真理、啊、
？What is truth?
真理就是实在的，实实在在的。
Truth is that which is real, which is practical.
离开一个你也不行。
You can't take one away.
啊，今天我们需要让这三样宝贝在我们的里面。
We need these three treasures to be within us.
圣灵解开圣经。
The Holy Spirit to open up the Bible to us.
明白基督的丰富，进入基督的丰富。
So we can understand and enter into the abundance of Christ.
那你的生活才真正实实在在。
Then your life would be real.
因为你知道这个真理也是神托付给我们要做见证的。
Because the Spirit of Truth has been entrusted to us by God, so that we bear testimony. Because today we live in such a time of lies.
越来越感觉到在我们周遭发生很多事都是骗人的。
Many things around us are all lies.
没有一样东西是真实的。
One thing is true.
你想想看，这个世界上什么东西是真实的
？Think about it. In this world, what things are true?
没有什么真实的。
There's not much truth.
所以主耶稣把真实带来了。
So our Lord Jesus, He has brought truth.
今天他也把真实放在我们里面。
And today He has placed truth within us.
他要为我们为真实做见证。
And He wants us to bear witness, testimony for truth.
所以基督徒应该活的什么是实实在在的
？So as Christians, we need to live true lives.
我曾经跟你们讲过，我年轻时候侍奉主啊。
I have spoken before when I was young and served the Lord.
那个时候我也比较活在道理的里面。
And at that time, I also lived in a lot of head knowledge.
在我身上那个真实的经历不太多。
And I also didn't have a lot of real experiences. It's not that I didn't have any.
有时候我们就出去传福音。
I had a little, but sometimes when we went to go out,
你只要信耶稣，你就有平安有喜乐。
And we call out, "Believe in Jesus, you would have peace, you will have joy."
哇，讲的声音很大。
I spoke very loudly.
等那一散会啊。
But after the meeting,
就很惭愧。
I felt so bad.
因为我里面真的没有平安。
Because I had no peace.
我最近活得一点也不快乐。
And I was not living in any joy.
我还记得那个时候 我跟魏弟兄住在一起。
I was living with Brother Wei at that time.
我就回去跟魏弟兄讲，我说我以后不要传福音了。
And I went back and I told Brother Wei, I'm not going to go and share the gospel anymore because I feel so hypocritical.
我告诉人家说耶稣能够有平安喜乐，我没有平安喜乐。
I tell people, you believe in Jesus, you have peace, you have joy, but I have no peace, I have no joy.
我这个不是讲谎话吗？
Aren't I preaching lies? I don't want to serve.
我们弟兄安慰我。
But my brother comforted me.
哎，我说弟兄啊，你是传主耶稣，不传你自己，对吧？
And he said, brother, you're preaching about Jesus. You're not preaching about yourself.
我又力量又来了。
So my strength came back.
耶稣有喜乐，你们到主耶稣那里去啊，才有平安喜乐。
I would preach again. Believe in Jesus. He will give you peace. He will give you joy. Go to him.
但是这样也不行啊。
But I couldn't do that.
自己里面呢，常常是不安息的，常常是不喜乐的。
Because I had no rest within myself, I had no joy within myself.
主不是光叫我们就传平安和喜乐。
The Lord doesn't merely want us to preach the message of peace and joy. 主要叫
我们真真实实的经历平安和喜乐。
He wants us to experience peace and joy.
这平安喜乐在基督里。
This peace and joy is in Christ.
所以圣灵解开主的话语。
So in the Holy Spirit, when He opens up the Word,
把基督的平安和喜乐带到我们里面。
He will bring the peace and joy of Christ into you.
所以后来呢，我唱那首诗歌的时候，我真的能够印证。
So then later when I sang that hymn, I could testify.
那诗歌就唱就说啊，现在我不需要别的原因，我里面也喜乐。
Now the hymn says, I don't need any other reason. Now I have joy within me.
哎呀，我觉得今天做基督徒也是很可怜的。
Today as Christians, I feel sometimes we're so pitiful.
啊，我们要做喜乐的基督徒，对不对
？We want to be joyful Christians.
所以我们要用很多的方法。
So we use many other methods.
就是你不太喜乐，敲锣打鼓叫你喜乐。
If you're not joyful, go hit a drum. You'll be happy.
又蹦又跳的叫你喜乐。
Go jump around, you'll be happy.
那蹦完了呢，散了会了，又不喜乐。
After you finish jumping, the meeting has ended, now you're not happy anymore.
我们靠感官的刺激来喜乐。
We use a lot of outward stimulation to have joy.
很多时候呢，世上有很多这种娱乐，对不对？
There are many such enjoyments in this world,
但是一个人如果真正在圣灵的带领中进入基督的丰富。
But if truly through the leading of the Holy Spirit, you have entered into the abundance of Christ,
你所得到的那个快乐是更大的。
The joy that you have within you is even greater.
不需要刺激的，它里面就快乐。
You don't need stimulation to be joyful.
你有这个经历吗？
Have you had this experience?
你有这个经历吗？
Have you experienced this?
我常常主把我带到这个光景中。
Oftentimes the Lord brings me into this condition.
我又看见主了，这个里面快乐的不得了。
Sometimes I read the Bible, I read and read, and now I've met Christ, and now I'm so full of joy.
非常艰难，但是我里面蛮有安息。
The environment may be very difficult, but from within me, I have rest because the peace of the Lord is within me.
这是实际。
This is reality.
所以基督徒呢，不能活在一个什么呢？活在一种这个好像是这种不真实的情况里面。
So as a Christian, you ought not to live in a very fake condition.
我们基督徒要活得实实在在。
You need to live truly, honestly.
见证。
That is a testimony.
你看看弟兄姊妹，你看看我们的生活。
So look at our lives.
你多少时候都失去这个见证。
So many times we lose this testimony.
很多朋友跟我讲，我看看你们基督徒，我都不要信。
A lot of friends tell me, I look at you Christians, I don't want to believe.
你那个样子还信主呢？信主都是那个样子，那不要。
If you look like that as a Christian, I don't want to believe.
我们亏欠主，你知道吗？
We truly have fallen short of the Lord.
把三样宝贝放在我们里面。
The Lord has given us these three treasures.
我再强调一遍啊！
Let me emphasize again. Remember.
今天呢？不仅基督在里面是生命。
Not only is Christ in you your life.
你手中有圣经。
You have the Bible in your hands.
圣灵在你的里面。
And the Holy Spirit lives in you. The Helper is in you.
我们要常常读主的话。
We need to often read God's word.
仰望圣灵开启主的话。
And look to the Holy Spirit to explain, interpret His word.
让我们看见基督的丰富。
So that we can see the abundance of Christ.
得着基督的实际。
And gain the true reality of Christ.
生活才过得实在。
Then your Christian life will be real.
知道主耶稣在他上十字架之前，在离世之前。
So our Lord Jesus, before He went up on the cross and left this world.
他把一件最重要的事情告诉我们。
He gave us this most important thing.
这件事情关乎每一个基督徒的。
He tells us the thing that is most that is related to all of us. Because now the era is to change.
从外面开始转到里面。
His work is to change from the outward to the inward.
我想你要把这个牢记在心。
Do remember this in your heart.
基督徒一切的事情都发生在里面。
That as Christians, everything happens inside.
我们的见证是从里往外。
Our testimony comes from inside out.
不是在外面做一些事情。
It's not something that you do outwardly.
所以，主说。我要求父，父就另外差一位保惠师来。
So the Lord Jesus tells us that I ask of the Father will send another helper.
因为他接续主耶稣所完成的。 要完成另外一半。
Because he will now accomplish that which the Lord has left off.
这也是伟大的工作。
This is a great work.
啊，前一半我们知道神的儿子将背自己付了何等惨重的代价。
We know that the first half, our Lord Jesus, he humbled himself and paid such a heavy price.
完成父的旨意。
He accomplished the will of the Father.
现在另一位保惠师来了。
And now another helper comes.
他在时间中有无限的忍耐。在我们里面来做工。
And in time, he has unlimited patience in doing his work in us.
要把主耶稣所完成的都做在我们里面。
To accomplish everything that Christ has done, now work in us. This is the work of the Holy Spirit.
感谢我们的主啊。
We thank our Lord.
所以在新约圣经里面特别讲到我们对于圣灵对保惠师必须要学会顺服他。
And so that is why in the New Testament, the Bible often tells us that we need to obey the voice of the Holy Spirit.
你如果能顺服圣灵，
If you can obey the Spirit,
才能使我们真正达到神救恩的目的。
Then you will attain to the purpose of your salvation.
他在里面会说话的。
Because he will speak.
所以基督徒应该常常听见他在里面的声音。
So as a Christian, you ought to often hear his voice.
我们要跟随恩膏的教训在里面跟随主。
Follow the teaching of the anointing within you as you follow him. We thank the Lord.
保惠师的工作被称作是恩膏的教导。
The teaching of the work of the helper is called the teaching of the anointing.
你看他的工作是多么的温柔的。
His work is so gentle.
他的工作是多么叫我们舒服的。
His work causes us to feel such comfort and ease.
充满香气。
It is filled with fragrance.
你好好跟随他。
Follow him well.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
在旧约时代中，
in the Old Testament time,
主耶稣被称作是受膏者。
Our Lord Jesus, he was the anointed one.
其实基督的意思也是受膏者。
And the meaning of Christ is also one who's anointed.
没有膏油，你活不出基督的。
Without the anointing oil, you cannot live out the meaning of Christ. And so in the New Testament,
我们一得救就受膏了。
As soon as you are saved, you have been anointed.
每个基督徒都受膏者。
So every Christian is one who has been anointed.
大家都知道圣经的原文受膏者就是 son of oil, 油子。
Now the meaning of anointed one is the son of oil.
我在你们这里也讲过，我到处给弟兄姊妹讲。
And I have told you here before, I tell it everywhere.
油子就是浑身都是油的。
What is son of oil? It means that your whole body is covered in oil.
谁一碰你，他也就看你的油。
Whoever touches you also gets some of that oil on them.
我们应该是让基督徒让别人擦油，你不要老擦别人的油啊，这不行的。
We need others to touch our oil. We're not trying to touch other people's oil.
大家觉得很好笑，但是弟兄姊妹，你想想你的生活中有没有油啊
？You think it's funny, but think about your own life. Do you have oil in your life?
这是满身都是高油吗
？Are you covered in anointing oil?
我有一次在一个地方讲到，我就说我们是油子，浑身都是油。人家擦我们的可以擦我们的油。
And so one time I was preaching and I was talking about how we're sons of oil. When others touch us, they touch that oil on us.
一散会了，好几个青年弟兄姊妹跑到我周边来了。
And as soon as the meeting ended, some young people came over to me.
哎，我说你们要做什么
？And I said, "What are you doing?"
他说我们来擦油啊。
He says, "We want oil."
你看嘛，还是没听懂。
They didn't understand.
你也是应该满身都是油、啊。
You need to be covered with oil.
所以在旧约圣经里面，无论侍奉神，无论为神说话，无论管理整个国家，都是靠什么？靠膏油。
Whether you are serving God, whether you are leading an entire country, it doesn't matter what you're doing. You need to be covered in oil.
我们晓得，不仅这三种人要受膏。
Not only these three different types of people need to be anointed.
今天呢，弟兄姊妹们。我们侍奉主是需要靠膏油的。
Yes, we know that those who serve God, they need to be anointed.
啊，我们为主说话需要有膏油的。
When you speak, you need to have the anointing.
你管理教会的事务是需要有膏油的。
When you govern over church matters, you need to have the anointing.
没有膏油，你是没有办法来服侍的。
No anointing oil, and you cannot serve.
甚至在旧约圣经里面告诉我们
，To such a point where the Old Testament tells us,
应该是。整个会幕都被抹膏了。
The entire tent of meeting needs to be anointed.
啊，从前我们只晓得是这几个人受膏，你不晓得整个会幕都要抹膏油的。
In the past, we knew that several people need to be anointed, but now we see that the entire tent of meeting needs to be covered in oil.
所以你可以想象。
So can you imagine?
啊，以色列人要到会幕去敬拜神的时候
，The Israelites when they come into the tabernacle to meet,
好几里路外都闻到香味了。
Perhaps several miles away, they could already smell the fragrance. Because that fragrant oil is so fragrant. Of course, this is an illustration.
所以这说明呢，今天整个教会都应该被膏油
This tells us that the entire church needs to be covered with anointing oil.
啊，我们常常听见弟兄姊妹呢，为着讲道的人祷告，主啊，求你厚厚的膏油涂抹他。
Oftentimes we hear brothers and sisters pray, Lord, may you richly anoint the speaker.
因为我常常讲道，所以很多人这样为我祷告，啊，感谢他。
And so because I often speak, I really thank the Lord. I thank that person who prays for me in such a way.
但是我跟他讲，你听道也需要膏油。
But I tell the person, when you listen to the word, you also need the anointing oil.
你弹钢琴也需要膏油。
You need the anointing oil when you play the piano,
when
you lead the songs. 整个教会
都被膏油。
The entire church needs to be filled with the anointing oil.
所以我们下次要祷告，我们求主用膏油涂抹整个的聚会。
So next time we pray, may the anointing oil cover the entire gathering.This entire meeting filled with the fragrance of the anointing oil.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
约翰在晚年的时候
John in his latter years,
那么写约翰一书
when he wrote 1 John,
他把圣灵的工作摆在一个非常美的一种光景中
he placed the work of the Holy Spirit in such a beautiful condition.
而这是每个弟兄姊妹在里面需要学习顺服
something that every brother and sister needs to learn to obey.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫做属灵的生活
？Brothers and sisters, what is a spiritual life?
顺着膏油的生活，才真正是属灵的生活。
A life that follows the anointing oil is a true spiritual life.
意思说呢，你不是光来聚会坐在那里。
Meaning that when you come to a meeting, you're not just sitting here.
我们觉得就有了属灵生活了。
And now we have a spiritual life because we're here.
回家读圣经呢，为了应付啊，这么把它读一读。
That in order to deal with our issues, we read the Bible a bit.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
这种的生活不叫做属灵的生活。
That type of life is not a spiritual life.
神知道的。
God knows.
所以在神跟前，他记载的所谓属灵的生活，就是顺服膏油的生活。
So that is why he records that a spiritual life is a life that follows the anointing oil.
所以你在生活中顺服了膏油，神那里记载说呢，你今天过了属灵的生活了。
But if today you follow the teaching of the anointing, then he will record down today you follow the anointing.
如果你仅仅是外表做这些东西。这个在神眼中不算数。
If you've done just some things outwardly, then in God's eyes it does not count.
那么什么叫做属灵的侍奉啊
？So what is spiritual service?
今天很多人忙这个忙那个。
A lot of people are busy with this and with that.
不说这个不好啊。
It's not to say it's
bad. 也很劳苦啊。
It's difficult.
但是我们要做神眼中看为对的侍奉。
It's labor, but you need to do service that is right in the eyes of God.
跟着膏油而有的服事才真正的是。属灵的侍奉
service that is covered under the anointing oil that is true spiritual service.
到了新约的时代
so today in the New Testament time,
整个时代的性质改变
the nature of this entire era has changed.
我们必须活在这个新时代的性质里面
we need to live within the characteristic of this new era.
顺服这位宝惠师在我们里面的带领
we need to obey and submit to the leading of the Holy Spirit within us.
所以主耶稣在离世之前
And so our Lord Jesus, before he left this earth,
讲这段话是非常有意义的。
When he spoke this passage, it was full of meaning.
那么我再说啊
Let me say again.
如果今天我们仅仅是在一些道理外面上注意关于主耶稣所做的
If we just merely emphasize some of the outward work that our Lord Jesus has done,
我们恐怕不多能有实际。
Perhaps you will not have much reality.
如果你今天跟随圣灵
But today,
强调圣灵
if you emphasize the Holy Spirit,
你没有好好读圣经也不知道基督里面的丰富有多少
you haven't really read God's word well and you don't know the abundance of Christ
仅仅一些外面的现象和活动
you have just some outward activity and manifestations
这个经历非常肤浅
then that experience is very shallow
所以我们要知道主耶稣是保惠师
so today we need to know our Lord Jesus is a helper the Holy Spirit is also the helper
主耶稣完成一些
Our Lord Jesus has accomplished some.
那么现在呢，这位保惠师呢，要来把这些呢，也完成在我们里面。
And today, this helper has also come.
接续的工作。
To accomplish and finish this work.
这是需要主的恩典。
It's a work of continuation. We really need His grace.
今天他已经祝福我们了。
Today, He has already blessed us.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
主若许可，明天、后天，我们继续来讲两个关于保惠师重要的工作。
In the following 2 days, Lord willing, we'll continue to talk about some of the work of the Holy Spirit.
我们愿意这一次的聚会
And we're willing in this gathering
正是在这位保惠师的带领中
that it would truly be under the leading of the helper.
不仅是有道
not only have the preaching
也有实际的经历
but we'll have real practical experience.
请我们低头再点祷告
Shall we bow for a word of prayer?
主啊，我们这是满心的感谢你。
Lord, we thank you with all our heart.
你道成肉身来到地上。
You came in the flesh to this world.
付上极重大的代价。
And paid such a heavy price.
不仅完成救恩。
Not only have you accomplished salvation.
也成全了父的旨意。
You have also accomplished the will of the Father.
也完成了基督的意义。
You finished the meaning of Christ.
今天你借着圣灵做工在我们的里面。
And today, through the work of the Holy Spirit, you're doing a work in us.
要把你所完成的
，to accomplish that which you've done，
通通成全在我们的身上。
You want to finish it in all of us.
成全在教会里。
And accomplish it in the church.
我们的主啊
，Lord，
愿你借着你的灵解开你的话语。
Through your Spirit to open up your word.
好叫我们更多进入这个世界。
So that we would enter into its reality.
仰望你这两天。用丰富的恩典托住这个聚会。
In these next 2 days, we look to your abundant grace to lead this meeting.
让我不仅听见一点你自己的话语。
So that not only will we hear a little bit of your own word.
并且在真理的圣灵带领中。
But in the leading of the Spirit of Truth.
我们更多的进入这个世界。
Allow us to enter into its reality.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你所给我们的实在是远超过我们所求所想的。
That which you have given us far surpasses that which we can imagine.
我们把深处的敬拜归给你。
We give you all the worship of our hearts.
谢谢你垂听我们的祷告。
Thank you. Hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus' most precious name we pray.
Amen. Amen.